We're continuing the Shir on the Likutei Halachos, Evan Hoezer, Hilchos Piri Avarivya, Vehilchos Ishus, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Yud. We mentioned that this halacha is based on chapter 61 in Likutei Moran, which is one of the major chapters. It's a Rosh Hashanah Shir that Rabbi Nachman gave, which is very involved, covers a number of major topics. And so far we've had two shirim in this halacha. This is the third shir. One of the topics that Rabbi Nezal speaks about over there is the topic of Hamtokas Hadin, that whenever there's any kind of a judgment or a heavenly decree, Hashem gives us the ability to be able to sweeten that, to be able to eliminate it. And this is one of the topics that's taken up very much in that chapter on Likutei Moran. And there Rabbi Nezal speaks about two ways of doing it. We compared it to a concept of a hotel where each individual door has a separate key, and each client, their key can only open their door, but then there's the master key that opens all doors. So too, when we talk about a closed door, is a form of din. If a door is closed to a person regarding a person's asking Hashem for good health, for parnasa, for a zivug, and the door is closed, that means chas v'shalom, there's some kind of an obstruction. So we're saying there's a way to sweeten that, to open it up. There's a key, which is the individual seichel that's used to be mamtik that individual din. That's one way of going about it. And then Rabbi Nezal there says there's a seichel hakoilel. There's a level of holiness that's so high that it serves as a master key that can knock out all types of din. Usually, there are some rare exceptions. We touched on one or two of them so far in this halacha, and this is where we're going to continue. Then Rabbi Nosson Zal went into the topic of Tikkun HaBris, which means purity in the relationships between men and women, and he started addressing one of the issues that's mentioned in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus, as being the worst sin, the sin that causes the greatest damage, spiritual damage, that a person can commit, which is hoitzoas zera levatola, taking seed that could be used to produce children and wasting it, chas v'shalom, wasting seed. This is something that's mentioned in the Chumash, it's mentioned in the Gemara, mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, and especially in the Zohar HaKodesh, Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus talk a lot about it. This is one of about 7 or 8 places in the Likutei Halachos where Rabbi Nosson Zal spends 5-10 pages explaining what's so bad, what it's all about. We started discussing it and we'll continue from where we left off. Paragraph Yud, Vayidei Zeh, and as a result of what we spoke about earlier, publishing new Sfarim and people getting stronger in their faith in rabbis and Tikkun HaBris, through all of this, Nase Hamtoko Elyoina. This brings about that high level hamtoka, that high level sweetening of the judgments, Bibichinas Chochmo Ilo, which is being performed by reaching up to one of the highest midos of Hashem, called Chochmo Ilo, Chochmo. Shaidei Zeh Nistakein Zeh Ho'ovoin. And by reaching up to that high place, to Chochmo, we have the ability to repair, to fix any of the damage that was caused by this sin. Ki ikar hatikun shel zeh ha'avoin alidei chochma ilo daiko. Because the main way of correcting the damage from this sin is through that upper chochma specifically. Ki pogam ad shom kanal. Because as we explained earlier, the damage reaches up to there, because we mentioned that the seed, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the seed originates in the mind, in the brain. It starts off up there, and it goes from there, travels in the body, down in the body to the kidneys, and where it's developed further, and from there extends further down into the body and the reproductive organs. This is mentioned in the Gemara, in Brachas, at the end of Brachas, and in other places. So we see that this sin is unique, as we're going to see soon, because we're going to see, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain to us, that most other sins, the highest up that they reach is Bina. They usually don't go anywhere near Chachma. This particular sin goes all the way up to Chachma. V'ze b'chinas ma shekosa b'zoyer HaKodesh. And based on this, you can understand a very interesting point, that it's written in the Zohar HaKodesh, she'i efsher l'sakein ze ha'ovoin al yidei ha'tshuva. The Zohar HaKodesh says that just about every and any sin can be corrected, can be repaired through tshuva. This is an exception. This sin cannot be corrected through tshuva. V'chulhu chatoin b'tyufta talyin, all sins are dependent on tshuva, bar mihai, except for this one. Why? The answer is, ki kulam enom poigmim elo ad b'chinas tshuva. Because all other sins, the highest place that they can reach and do damage is to the place where tshuva reaches up to, which is called bina, which is called the throne of Hashem. The Gemara says, G'doyla tshuva shemagas ad kisei hakovod. Tshuva is so great that it reaches up to the throne of Hashem. When we study Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, we see that the throne of Hashem is referred to as the Olam HaBriya. In terms of the worlds, it's referred to the next to the highest world. In terms of the Midos of Hashem, it's referred to as Bina. And there are many proofs to this, many proofs from Psukim, explanations. So usually, most sins reach only up to there. Which is Bechinas Tshuva, Shehu Bechinas Bina, Ima Ila. Tshuva is associated with Bina, which is referred to as the Heavenly Mother. Again, no physical, doesn't mean anything physical. This is spiritual terminology. Ki ein hapegam ela ba'olamo yisach tachtoinim. Because the damage that's caused by our sins usually only affects the lower worlds. Shehem b'shisha k'tzovois, which correspond to the six midos of Hashem, chesed through gvura, chesed through malchus. Sheshom achizosom. That's where tumah, impurity, is able to attach itself. That's where they're able to have a hold. Veshom einoi melubosh ela mibechinas bina ulamata. And the light of Hashem that goes down there is usually only from bina downward. From bina and downward is shining in bina, in chesed, in gvura, in teferis, in those midos. Whereas bibchinas, as the Zohar HaKodesh says, ima mekanenes bekursaya, the mother is the one who is responsible for kaviyachol the throne of Hashem and everything below it. V'al kein, and therefore lechol hachatoim moil tshuva, for all other sins tshuva helps. Ki ad shom higia pegam, because the damage, the effects of the sin, reached only up to there. Avol ze ha'ovoin, whereas this sin, chas v'shalom, of wasting seed, ein toluy b'tshuva, is not dependent on tshuva to fix it. Ki pogam lemalami shom, because the damage was from a higher place than bina. V'chov b'machshava kaviyochel. As the Zohar HaKodesh says, the person sinned in machshava. It started off in machshava, which is chochma, which is above bina. B'bechinas ha-chochma bi'atzma kanal, as we explained in the previous year. V'alkein ein moye loy tshuva. Now you could understand why the Zohar HaKodesh makes such a strange statement, that tshuva doesn't help. What do you mean? Tshuva's for everything and everybody and every. The answer is there's a specific reason why here the standard tshuva cannot apply. So then what happens? Does it mean it's all over? Rak tikunoi al yedei ha-toira. But rather, the correcting of this sin can be accomplished through the study of Torah. And especially, as we mentioned earlier, when a person gets to a level where they're able to bring out a new idea in Torah, a new thought, a new explanation. V'ikar al yidei emunas chachamim. And one of the most critical pieces in this is having faith in the rabbis, which means studying Torah shebal peh, especially Gemara, Halacha, the words of the rabbis. Shemischaber im Torah shebichsav. The Torah Shabbat, Sheubchinas Torah Shabbat Peh, Shemeschaberim Torah Shabbat. This is the oral Torah, which connects with the written Torah, umekabel mi chachma. And both of them receive from chachma. We had mentioned previously, the Zohar HaKadosh says that even the Torah is below chachma, but the Torah receives from chachma. These are Kabbalistic terms, which again, the Sifrei Kabbalah explain very well and show why and what. For now, we're not going into full detail. We're mentioning what the rules are. The Oz, and now when you're in Torah, and especially Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichsav, which are receiving from Chachma, and you're doing the right thing there, the Oz nistakein b'mokom shepogam. Then the person is fixing in the place where they caused the damage. Ki Torah oilo lemala min atshuva, because Torah goes above tshuva. Kimuva b'sforim, as is brought in Sifrei Chassidus, Sifrei Kabbalah, Shetoira hi tikun godol b'yoyser mikol tikunei atshuva. The Torah is a rectification that's higher than all different rectifications of tshuva. And this is why we ask Hashem in Shmon Esrei, Hashiveinu avinu lesora secha. Hashem, return us. Hashiveinu tshuva, return us to the Torah. And then we say, V'korveinu malkeinu lavoyde secha, bring us close to tefillah. And we say, V'achzireinu b'shuva shalema. And then we'll be zecha to real complete tshuva. Shemispalalim, what we're asking for is, Shetshuvaseinu yihia al yedei ha-Torah. That our tshuva should be connected to the Torah. Shazai yihye nistakein kol mine chatoim sheboilam. Then all sins in the world, the full spectrum, will be repaired. Vafilu pegam hamoyach al yedei ovoin zeh. Even a sin that affected the brain, the chachma, such as via this sin that we mentioned here. There was once a time, there's a chapter on the Likutei Moran, I don't remember this moment which it is, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the greatness of Torah in repair. And he was speaking, after the shir, he was speaking to Rabbi Nosson Zal, and the topic came up of Tikkun HaBris, and like Rabbi Nosson Zal was saying, we know that Tikkun HaBris affects Yesoid. So Rabbeinu Zal said to him, so what? The Torah is Tiferes. Tiferes is above Yesoid. In other words, if you look in Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Musar, they put tremendous emphasis on Tikkun HaYesoid, etc., etc. But Rabbeinu Zal wanted to make it clear that that's all true. That's 100% true. But you need to know that the power of the Torah is so big, that it goes above everything. And this is why we find the most popular way and the most effective way of people being zoche to tshuva is when they connect to the Torah, when they're going to classes of Torah. Usually that's the thing that can have the greatest effect on cleansing the person and helping the person be able to make the trip. V'ikr zoi saham toko hoel yoino yiye al yidei Moshiach kanal. And the person who's going to be able to accomplish this upper hamtoka, this higher hamtoka, to the best, is going to be Moshiach. Ki ikar hagolus b'shvil inyan zeh. Because the main reason why we are in exile is over this issue, over pegam habris. As we mentioned the previous year, that when it says in Shmon Esrei, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, u'mipnei chato'enu golinu me'artzenu. Because of our sins, we were driven out of our land. The Sforim write that refers especially to sins in this area. This is what causes us to be dispersed and separated among all the nations. And we know the Torah defines Moshiach's role. His role is going to be in gathering the exiles, bringing everybody back in. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 11, Unefutzois Yehuda Yekabetz, that Moshiach is going to gather up all those who got spread out from Yehuda, from the Jewish nation. Vesoro Kinas Ephraim v'Yehuda, and they will be removed any feelings of jealousy and negativity and hate that existed between Ephraim and Yehuda, between the 10 tribes and the 2 tribes. Dahainu sheyosur hakina v'asina. Mashiach is going to succeed in removing the jealousy and hate. What took the Jews down to Egypt and to exile in the first place? It says it clearly in the Chumash. These exact words. Vayekanu boyechov. His brothers were jealous of him. Vayisne'u oisoi. They hated him. V'lo yochlu dabroi l'sholem. They couldn't speak in peace. What happened? They threw him in a pit. They sold him as a slave. Everybody went into slavery. That's how the Golus started. That's how the first exile started, the Golus of Mitzrayim. So obviously, the tikkun for it can only be by reversing that process. Real, genuine Ahavas Yisrael and Achdus, which Mashiach is going to be the one who's really going to be able to make that happen. Ve'yihyeh ava uklolus. Then there's going to be love and unity. Shehi bechinas hamtoko elyoina. That's what affects that high level hamtoko. Sheikra al yedei ahava uklolus anal, which is dependent most on this feeling of ahava and unity. Shal yedei zeh. Through that will be brought about this unefutzos Yehuda Yekabetz, that Mashiach will gather in all the Jews that have been spread out to all of these distant places, al yedei hamtoko zu, through this hamtoko. Because we know that these Sforim, when they speak about this sin of wasting seed, every seed has an neshama attached to it, has a spiritual energy attached to it. When the seed goes out, the neshama goes out without any garment, without any packaging, without a body or anything. And this gets dispersed all over the world. These are sparks of holiness and souls that are dispersed all over the world. And this is why we find Jews in all kinds of remote, distant places. And the tikkun is going to be the ingathering all of that. And we said that this highest level hamtoka is dependent on the ahava and achdus. Rav Nosson Zal in other places gives the example of Rabbi Akiva and his students. We know the Gemara, there's a debate whether Rabbi Akiva was equal to Moshe Rabbeinu or superior to Moshe Rabbeinu in knowledge. It says there never arose a prophet like Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says, prophet, you're right. But Chacham, yes. And who? Rabbi Akiva. So it's brought that Rabbi Akiva was on such an unbelievable high level. His spiritual energy was so high that in order to be able to receive that wattage, those billions of watts, you needed all the little wires to be connected. His 24,000 students all had to be plugged into each other. There had to be harmony and peace and unity among them. The minute that wasn't there, everybody got blown out of the water. Those billions of watts that Rabbi Akiva was giving out just burned all, destroyed all of them in a plague, because this was that super high-level hamtoka, which can only be received, just like when Hashem gave the Torah in Har Sinai. What does it say right before Matan Torah? Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahor. The Jews rested there opposite the mountain. It says Vayichan, singular. It doesn't say Vayachanu, plural, singular. So Rashi quotes the Gemara, which says, Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. That's what made it possible that when Hashem turned on the faucet and was giving thunder, lightning, billions of watts, no problem. We can handle it. We get 600,000 wires attached together properly, no problem. No problem. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is why the pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 59, Uvo letzioin goyel, the Redeemer will come to Yerushalayim, uleshove fesha b'yakov, to return, to repair the sins, pesha, among the Jewish people. Shehu roshei tevois guf. The Arizal says that the first letters of goyel uleshove fesha spell the word guf, body. Shehu bechinas tikun ovoin ze kamuva bekavonas. And that's the concept of repairing this sin, because this sin is all about releasing souls without bodies, without a package to go into. So they can't perform mitzvahs, they can't do anything in this world. Vazai yovoi goyel tzedek letzion. And then the Redeemer will come to Yerushalayim, v'yamtik hamtoko elyoina hanal al yedei ha-Torah. And he will be able to turn on that high-level hamtoko through the power of the Torah. bebechinas, as it says right over there, uvolotzi en gol shel Yaakov, va'ani zois brisi oisam. With my covenant, which is the Torah, everything will be repaired. Lo yamushu mipicha, umipizaracha, umipizarazaracha. And the Torah will be so established among the Jews then, that it will not leave, not your mouth, not your children, not your grandchildren. It'll be solidly ingrained in us. Shayidei ha-Torah, yovoi letzion goel. Through the study of the Torah, Moshiach will come, al yidei hamtoka el yoina, through that super high level hamtoka. Ki meireshis hoilodas Moshiach, hoyol esakein ovoin ze. Because from the beginning, from where Moshiach starts out, from where his lineage starts out, it was all about repairing this sin. Ki hascholas hisgalus Moshiach hoya mi Yehuda, shehoilid mi Tamar es peretz v'zorach. We know the beginning of the revelation of Moshiach starts from Yehuda. It says there's a pasuk v'hoya Hashem lemelech. Hashem will be king al kol horetz. So it's brought that Hashem will place his name by the king. Of all the sons of Yaakov Avinu, Yehuda has the Yud Kei Vav Kei in it, and the letter Dalet, which stands for David HaMelech, who comes from Yehuda. David HaMelech and Moshiach. So it's by, we see that Moshiach began, his lineage really began among the Jewish nation from Yehuda, and Moshiach was born from Tamar, from Yehuda's daughter-in-law, who gave birth to Peretz and Zerach. Veheim hoyu tikun al chet ervoinon. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that these two children, Peretz and Zorach, were the repair for the two previous children that Yehuda had, which were Er and Oinon, sheshchisu darkom kemuva. And it's brought, the Torah says, what was their sin? Spilling of the seed, wasting of the seed. V'alkein, chutzrich Yehuda lahamshich b'chinas nishmas Moshiach. And that's why specifically Yehuda has to be the one that from him comes Moshiach, shaydeze yistaknu. Because the Moshiach and this whole process is what's going to repair, Er and Oinon, repair that whole end, ki tikun ovoin ze toli b'moshiach. Because the final repair, the total repair of this sin, is dependent on Moshiach. Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas Dovr HaMelech al Vashon. And this is the concept of Dovr HaMelech, shehu b'chinas Moshiach. He represents Moshiach, shehispalel tomid al hachayim. We find him throughout Tehillim praying for life. Always, as it says in chapter 16, toidieni oirach chayim, Hashem, teach me the path of life. Ukiyotze, and we see this in many places throughout Tehillim. Why? Ki hutzrach lesakein pegam tipei amoyach shel bnei Yehuda kanal. Because Dovr HaMelech had to be involved in repairing the damage that was done from the droplets of the brains of the sons of Yehuda, of Er and Oinon. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what Dovr HaMelech says in Tehillim chapter 5, ki loy keil chofetz resha atah. Because you, Hashem, are not a Hashem who is vindictive, who wants evil. Lo yegurchara, you will not allow evil to remain. You're gonna eliminate it or fix it. Shehu nemar al ovoin ze. The Sifrei Kabbalah say that this pasuk is speaking about this specific sin. The term ra, lo yegurchara, ra is associated with this sin. Bechinas, as it says, vayehi er. Bechor Yehuda, Ra be'enei Hashem. Er, the firstborn of Yehuda, was Ra, was evil in the eyes of Hashem. The letters Er and Ra are the same letters. And again, the Gemara says, what was he bearing? In this sin, that he didn't want to harm his wife's looks. He was afraid if she'd become pregnant, she wouldn't look as pretty, so he didn't allow her to become pregnant. He would waste his seed, Rachmon al-Etzlan. This was Er, and then Oinon followed in his suit, etc. Interesting that Rav Nosson Zal quotes this about Ra and Er. Rabbeinu Zal once made a statement that People are so silly in this world. For a pleasure of a quarter of an hour, a person's prepared to jeopardize his life in this world and in the next world. This is the wording that he used, for a 15-minute pleasure. One of the commentaries writes on Likutei Moran that we know that time is measured in the secular world. We say that there's 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day. According to the Gemara, according to the Torah, the hour is divided up into 1,080 parts. It's called Tatraf Chalokim. If you pay attention in shul, when they do Birkas HaChodesh, every time they announce the new moon, they say the Moilad, the new moon will be born so many minutes and so many Chalokim after this hour. A Chalik is 1/1,080th, which means it's 3 1/3 seconds. That's what it comes out to. So the Meforshim write, if you calculate, what is a quarter of that? How much would a quarter of an hour be? 270 chalokim, which is the word ra. The word ra, which is associated with Pegam HaBris. Every statement that comes out of a mouth of a tzaddik, why didn't he say 18 minutes? Why did he say 15 minutes? Everything is a bullseye. Everything is a direct hit. It's where in the words are hidden deep secrets. As the Zohar HaKadosh writes in Bereshis, page 219, again, that what Er and Oinon were all about was this particular sin. Afal Pikein, however, Dovid HaMelech says, even though Hashem cannot stand evil, Hashem hates evil, Lo Yegur Chora, he's not going to allow evil to remain. Va'ani Baroiv Chazdecha, Avoy Veisecha. However, I, through your great kindness, Hashem, am privileged to enter into your house. Bechinas hamtoko elyoino hanal. Dovid HaMelech is referring to that highest level hamtoko, shehu bechinas rav chesed, which is referred to as that multitude of kindness, not the standard kindness of Hashem. We're talking about rav chesed. V'zehu ovoy ve'secha, and this is why Dovid HaMelech associates it specifically with coming into the house of Hashem. Bechinas Beis Hamikdosh, Kodshei Kodoshim, Sheshom Hu Hamtoko Elyon Hanal. This refers to, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Likutei Moran, the Beis Hamikdosh, and in the Beis Hamikdosh, the holiest place was the Holy of Holies, where the Kohen Gadol went in there once a year, dressed in pure white, to sweeten, to whitewash all the sins of the Jews. Shayideze Eskel Esakin Oven Hanal. Dovid HaMelech says, through this, by Hashem being kind to, with his great kindness, allowing me to enter into his house. His house is the Beis HaMikdash. His house is a house of learning or a house of prayer. The Gemara says today we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. What's the substitute for it? The Botei Knesiyos and Botei Midrashos. They're referred to as miniature Beis HaMikdashes. Through that, we'll be able to repair this completely. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what Dovid HaMelech says there, Toidieni oirach chayim, Hashem, teach me the path of life, soiva samochois. I'll be filled, I'll be satiated with joys. Kal yidei hamtoka elyoyin hanal, shenas is laidei akloliyus vava, because when we are able to affect that high level hamtoka, that repair from the highest level, which is accomplished through unity and love, nase bechinas simcha. That generates joy and happiness. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Oyer tzadikim yismach. The light of tzadikim generates happiness. Kamashikos v'shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes at the end of that chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 61. Likutei Halacha is to appreciate it fully, you need to study the chapter on Likutei Moran, and then Rabbi Nosson Zal very often goes piece for piece, paralleling it, showing how each and everything Rabbi Nachman speaks about there on the Likutei Moran, how it's affected, how it's related to the topic he's discussing. Come on. Vehu tikun ovoin hanal. And simcha, this joy and happiness, is the repair for that sin. She'olov nemar, about which it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, lo yizke lemecheme ape malka, that a person who commits this sin will not be privileged to see the face of the king. Ki yefsher lirois oyer pnei melechayim, because it's impossible to see the light of Hashem's face, kaviyochel, kiyim al yidei b'chinas levushin, unless there are curtains, unless there are filters, there are garments to protect you from being blinded. We can't even look at the sun without it damaging our eyes. So try to imagine looking at Hashem, kaviyochel, which is billions and trillions levels higher. So there must be these levushin, these garments, these filters. Bebechinas, as it says in Tehillim chapter 17, Ani betzedek echze ponecha. I, with tzedek, am able to see your face. And what is tzedek? It says in Iov chapter 29, tzedek lavoshti. I clothe myself in tzedek. So we see that tzedek is garments, curtains, packaging, filters, to be able to allow us to be able to handle that light. Validei ovoin zeh, whereas by a person committing this sin, hu oroim belilavush, he's naked with no garments. He's stripping, he's removing the garments. No bodies, he's releasing souls without bodies to go into. V'alkein, eino yizoyche lemechem yapei malka. That's why the Zohar Kodesh uses that wording. He will not be able to see the face of Hashem, because seeing the face of Hashem is dependent on garments, filters. And if a person commits a sin, chasham, which is all about no garments, then that's the result. However, by being able to affect this high-level hamtoka, al yidei Moshiach kanal, which is going to be especially achieved through Moshiach, shaydei zeh zoichin le-simcha kanal, which will result in simcha, ayidei zeh zoichin le-oir haponim. Through this, we will be zoicha to see the light of Hashem's face, kaviyochel, bebechinas, as it says in Tehillim chapter 21, techadeyu besimcha esponecha. We will rejoice with happiness your face. Sheze nemar al melech ha-moshiach. That pasuk is speaking about Moshiach, that he's going to be the one who will really be able to receive the face of Hashem, the light of Hashem, with simcha. Kama shekoso sham, as it says there, chayim shoal mimcha. Moshiach asked you for life, nosataloi, and you granted it to him. You gave him real life. Shezocho lahamshich chayim l'sakein pegamanal. Moshiach is going to be the one who's going to be able to draw life, light, to be able to repair that sin, which is all about darkness, death. It says that Er committed that sin, vayimiseo Hashem, Hashem killed him immediately. That sin is all about death, the repair is all about life. It's brought that these words in Tehillim, Chaim Shoal Mimcho, he asked you for life, the first letters are Mem Shin Ches of the word Moshiach. Where's the Yud? The word Chaim has two Yuds in it. One Yud is sort of extra. For that one Yud, so that's the Mem Shin Yud Ches. That Moshiach is all about, Moshiach is thirsting for life. Moshiach is all about the ultimate life, the ultimate living. We know that when the snake seduced Adam and Chava and convinced them to eat from the tree of Eitz Hadas, that brought death into the world. It's brought that Moshiach will be the antidote to the snake. The word Nachosh, Nun Ches Shin, is 358. Moshiach, Mem Shin Yud Ches, is 358. The Nachosh brought death to the world. Moshiach is all about Chayim Shoal Mimcha. He's looking for life, to be really alive. Really alive means simcha, joy and happiness. Vezehu, and this is why Rav Nosson Zal is continuing through that chapter in Tehillim, chapter 16, and this is why Dovra Mel concludes there by saying, Kimimini bal emoit, I will not deviate from the right side, because you, Hashem, are not going to allow my nefesh to go down into the dumps, into she'oil, into the lowest levels of Gehenna. You're not going to allow your righteous people to have to see Gehenna. This refers to that sin which the Bnei Yehuda, Er and Oinon, committed that sin. Gilgulei Nishmosoi, we'll see in a minute what this is. Ki al yedei ha-Torah, toidieinu erachayim. David HaMelech says, because through the Torah, Hashem will enlighten me with this path of life, loshuv ulahasig or cheschaim, to return to Hashem and to achieve the path of life. Soiva samochoi ses ponecha, and I'll be satiated with joy, with the joy of your face, Hashem. Lirois bo'er haponim, I'm going to be zeichet to see the light of Hashem's face, alidei b'china simcha kanal, through that joy and happiness, which is the opposite of pegam abris. V'zehu, and this is why that chapter finishes with the words, ne'imois b'mincha netzach, a sweetness that will be victorious, b'mincha, with Hashem's right hand, the sweet victory, like kaviyoch Hashem's right hand, b'chinas hamtoko hel yoina. This refers to that sweetening of the din that comes from the highest place, Shehu Yemin Ho'elyon, which is referred to as the upper right side. We know that in Kabbalah, right is always kindness, left is harshness. So it's brought that again, where does right and left begin from? From Chachma and Bina. Chachma is on the right, Bina is on the left. When you go above that, when you go above to the Keser, there it's referred to as Kula Yemin. It's all right. There is no left there. There is no, it's pure kindness, the highest level kindness, which can sweeten all din. Just to go back for a moment, because in the beginning, the birth of Mashiach was to correct this sin. Because the beginning of the revelation of Mashiach was from Yehuda. Oh, one second, no, back here, just a moment. Al pegam sheshchisu darkam b'nei Yehuda, gilgulei nishmasoi. Ah. The B'nai Yehuda, I believe, is referring to Gilgulei Nishmasai of Moshiach. That again, that the soul of Moshiach went through this whole process. It started from Yehuda, first went into Er and Oinon, who messed it up, who were Mashchesit tremendously, and then Dovra HaMelech is involved in the repair of it, through the Torah, through his Tehillim, through everything he did. Paragraph Yud Beis, Ukishayovoi Moshiach b'mher b'yameinu, and when Moshiach will come speedily in our time, Oz niske lo'iraisu datiko stimo, then we're going to be zeche to the highest levels of Torah, Shehi chochmo elyoino v'gavoya moid, which is an incredible, incredible high level of chochmo, v'oz yegmar hatikun b'shleimus, and therefore, that's when this repair will be completed 100%. V'dayke b'mashe pogam, shom yistakem. And in exactly the same item which we messed up in, that's the place where the repair is going to take place. B'bechinas, as the Gemara says, avoinois nasen loy kizchuyois. That when a person does tshuva out of love, their sins get converted to mitzvahs. As a person has a negative balance in his account, minus 6 million, they just reverse the sign. Becomes instead of a minus, it becomes a plus. Dahainu shahapegam hoyo shekaviyochol hifshit hachochma milvusho. This sin that we're referring to here about wasting seed, we said the seed originates in the brain, in chochma. So the person took chochma and he stripped it from its garment. He didn't allow it to function properly, which is in a garment, in a body. So he stripped the chachma from its garment. V'alkein, therefore, gemar tikunoi, the complete rectification is, sheyizke lechadesh chidushin doiraisa, that this person will reach a level, either him himself, or he'll be present at a time when there will be revealed these new revelations of Torah, ad sheyiskel oiraisa datika stimo, to the point where he's going to be zeche to the highest level of Torah, the most hidden secrets of Torah. Shezois haTorah hi bechinas Torah b'li shum levush. That Torah, that light is so high that it has no garments. There the light is so high that there are no garments for it. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 8, ani chochma shochanti orma. I am Chachma, I reside, Orma means to a few things. Orma can mean shrewdness, and Orma is also Lashon Aron, naked. I reside in a place of nakedness. She'en shum levush lahal b'shoysa. It's brought that when you get to the highest levels, again, when you get to the Keser, there are no garments. The light is so high that there's no garments for it at all. Kishom les anova v'les boishes tamon. Because there's no concept of humility, there's no concept of shame. Shame applies on a lower level, shame, S-H-A-M-E. When a person reaches a certain, we know that Adam and Chava, when they were originally created, they did not need physical garments. They didn't need clothing. They had garments of light. What do you mean garments of light? Meaning they were involved in such a high level of light, there was no concept of shame, embarrassment. When they fell as a result of going against Hashem, they dropped. When they dropped down, suddenly they realized, hey, where we are now can't exist here without garments. That's when they felt the nakedness. They felt uncomfortable without garments. V'shom ein tzrichen shom levush. When a person is on those highest levels, the keser, the atika stuma, you don't need no clothing. Bebechinas mashenemar b'odom arishon koydom achet, as it says in the Torah about Adam arishon before he committed the sin, vayihiu shneim arumim, that both Adam and Chava were without clothing, v'loyis boishoshu. They did not experience any shame. There was no shame, no embarrassment. Why? Because Adam Rishon at that point was tapped into that highest level of light. It says he was able to see from one end of the world to the other. He was teaching the angels. The angels were coming to him to learn about Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the Pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 3, Yekorahi Mipninim. Listen to this very careful now. This is a Pasuk in Mishlei where it says, it's speaking about the Torah. This is in Eishes Chayil, which we say every Friday night, which that whole chapter, Eishes Chayil, is really speaking about the beauty of the Torah. So one of the things it mentions there, I'm sorry, this is not. It's related to that. Okay. Yekorahi Mipninim. That the Torah is more precious than pninim, which means pearls. Sheze nemar al hatalmid chacham. The Gemara says in Soita, page 4, that this pasuk is referring to the Talmud Chacham, shehu yokor mi kohen gadol, who is on a higher level than the kohen gadol, shenichnas lifnai velifnim. The word pninim is like pnim pnim, which means inner. There was one Jew who was so holy that on Yom Kippur he was allowed to go into the inner sanctum of Hashem, which was the Kohen Gadol. The Pasuk says, Yekorahi, the Torah, the Talmud Chacham, is on a higher level than the Kohen Gadol. K'may Shomer Rabbi Senezaz, the Gemara says in Soita, page 4, Ki HaTalmud Chacham, Al Yedei HaTorah, Oile Lemalo Lemala, Ad Oiraisu Datikos Timo. The Talmud Chacham, by studying the real depth of Torah, by really going deep into the Torah, rises up high to the level of Atika Stima, the highest hidden levels, Shehi Lemala Mebchinas Kohen Gadol, which is above the Kohen Gadol, Shemislabesh Belevushin V'nichnas Lefnai V'lefnim. Remember, the Kohen Gadol, in order to enter into the inner, had to be wearing special garments. It wasn't garments of gold and silver, was a much higher level. It was white garments, which represented a very high level. But still, he's operating within an arena where there's still garments. Ki hu oila lemala lemala, because the Talmud Chacham, the true Talmud Chacham, the true tzaddik, goes above that to a place she'en shom b'chinas levushin, where there are no garments. Different ballpark completely. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Toiras Hashem Temima. The Torah of Hashem is complete. It's perfect. It hasn't been penetrated a drop. It hasn't... Hi oiraisa datikos timo. That's referring... Which Torah is it that's so perfect? It's referring to the highest level Torah, the Torah of atikos timo. K'moshikos of Rabbeinu Nerior, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 49 in Likutei Moran. And it's that Torah which is Meshivas Nefesh, which restores the soul. Midarkei Misa ledarkei Chaim. That level of Torah has the ability to perform Tchiyas HaMeisim, to take a Jew who is spiritually dead and revive him. K'mo Shepirish Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh points out, Kishom nistaknin v'shovin midarkei Misa ledarkei Chaim. Because on the, up there, on that level, when you get to that penthouse, that top level, there we have the ability to repair and bring people back from the dead, back to life. Shehu tikun ovoin hanal b'shleimus. This refers to the repair of that sin to the highest level. Bechinas, as we said, Dovra Mel said, Toidieni oirach chayim. Hashem, teach me the path of life. I'll be satiated with joy, your face, the light of Hashem's face. Esponecho daiko. He's talking about looking Hashem face to face. Bechinas ponim beponim. When you're talking to somebody face to face, it means beli levushin. No cell phones, no faxes, no intermediaries, no levushin, no intermediaries, no filters, direct. That's when a person is zoichet to repair this. One more short paragraph. Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'zeh shom rabbi seinu zal, and this is why our rabbis tell us, ha-shorui b'loi isha, shorui b'loi simcha, b'loi Torah. That a person who is living without a wife is living without real full simcha and without the fullness of Torah. Ki hi b'chinas Torah shebal peh. Because the wife symbolizes the Torah Shebal Peh, Bechinas Emunas Chachamim, Shayidei Zeh Nishlam Bechinas Torah Shebiksav, which is what completes and complements the written Torah. The written Torah represents the Zohar, the male, the Torah Shebal Peh represents the female. Shayidei Zeh Bechinas Simcha. And it's when the Torah is completed, when you put them both together, that's when you have the real Simcha of the Torah. Short appendix, paragraph Yudalit, just to complete this halacha, we have a little bit more. Mikveh, Rav Nosson Zal spoke in the previous year, we had the topic of mikveh, the purifying waters that help to purify, to wash away stains. Rav Nosson Zal says, mikveh hu bechinas yikovu hamayim mitachas hashamayim el mokoy mechod v'seiroya hayabosha kemuva. The word mikveh means a gathering of water. Just like Hashem said in the beginning of creation, let the waters gather together in one place and form oceans, and then where they come out of will be the dry land. The waters will gather, assemble in one place, and then the rest will be the dry land. Shezeh b'chinas hachroas machloikes shebigdusha kemuva b'zoyer kodesh. This is also the concept of resolving debates in Torah and things like that. You have a situation where two people see things differently. Each one pulls to a different side. This one pulls to the north. This one pulls to the south. You say black, I say white. You say green, I say blue. That's machlokes. That's this pulling to the sides, which represents, as is brought in the Zohar Kodesh. So Rav Nosson Zal says, so machlokes is when they pull to the sides. If we say yikavu, let them all gather together now, that's the concept of resolving the machlokes, bringing it, putting back together again. Nimtza shemikveh hi bechinas machlokes shebigdusha sheyesh lo hachra. So therefore we see mikveh represents a holy machlokes which ends up in resolution. There's two kinds of machlokes. There are people who are fighting because they want to fight. They're not fighting to see who's right and then we'll both make peace and we'll... No. Well, I'm fighting to make sure that you don't... We stay apart. We keep two separate companies, two separate homes. Val alkein misakenes pigamanal, and that's why, as we saw earlier, mikveh helps to correct that sin of pigama bris, loitzos zera, bebechinas mei meriva. As we find, the Torah mentions the concept of waters of machloikis, bechinas mayim tohirim, and then there are purifying waters, which purify from the wrong kind of machlokes. paragraph Tesvav, one more final short piece that Rav Nosson Zal attaches to that chapter on Likutei Moran. V'zeh b'chinas ma shekosov sham, and this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes over there that there's also another form of pegama bris. There's another form of wasting seed when a person speaks what they're not supposed to. If a person reveals a secret, if somebody shares a secret with you and you're supposed to hold on to it, you're supposed to keep it closed up, and the person goes and spills the beans, that's the expression, spills the beans. They go tell it to somebody else who they weren't permitted to. V'zeh b'chinas ma shekosov sham, this is what Rabbeinu Zal writes at the end of that chapter on the Likutei Moran, choylech rochil megale soid. A person who goes in a path of speaking what they're not supposed to, revealing, megale, to reveal, to uncover a secret. Rav Nosson says, look at the choice of the words. Megale, uncover. Bechinas pegamanal. That's what this sin is all about. Gali dechasya. Uncovering, taking, removing the cover from something that's supposed to be covered. Whereas the Pasuk says, v'ne'mon ruach mechasedovar. A person who displays emunah, when a person repairs their faith in Hashem, and their faith in Chachamim, mechasedovar. That restores the covering. Bechinas hatikun, shechoyzer lasois levushin. The person returns to make garments, lechasois oir hachochma, to cover up the light of Chachma. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, al kapayim kiso oir, over the hands which covered up the light. Kishom tzorich tikun bebechinas hayadayim. Because where is the tikun needed? In the hands. If you recall, we quoted in the beginning of this halacha, we quoted the Sforim right, that this sin is referred to as murder, chas v'shom. Persons destroying, taking something that could have resulted in life and not allowing it to. So there's a pasuk that says, yodeichem domim moleu. Your hands were filled with blood. And the Gemara quotes that pasuk regarding a person who commits this sin, especially chas v'shalom, a person who uses his hands to bring out seed, to waste seed, chas v'shalom. So Rav Nosson Zal says, here you see the tikkun for it. Here you see al kapayim kisor, that there are hands that cover the light, that restore a covering. Kishom tzorech hatikkun, that's where the tikkun is needed, bebechinas haidayim, in the hands, bebechinas ksav. And Rabbeinu Zal had written there in the Likutei Moran also that as a result of this, this damages the writings of the Jewish people. This makes our writings ineffective, our laws and everything. When we chas v'shalom, when we don't have the proper emunas chachamim, when we go against all the things we spoke about here, the result is that our writings are discarded and ignored. We're not interested in religious law. We'll go by secular law. Our law is the one that stands, chas v'shalom. This was not an easy halacha. If you go back and review the three shiurim we had on this, and again, it's based on a chapter on the Likutei Moran that's not so easy, that's heavy. Mitzvah Shem will understand it as well as we can this time. The next time around, it becomes even clearer. Mitzvah Shem.